Pittsburgh Steelers fans, what's going on? This is Jeff Hartman, editor of BehindTheSteelCurtain.com. I'm glad that you're joining us. If you're joining us on our YouTube channel, if you're not, if you're listening on podcasts, I strongly suggest that you check out our YouTube channel. BTSE Steelers Radio is the channel title. You could just search that and you'll find it. Subscribe there. Starting a new show, I wanted to expand our YouTube channel. I wanted to get more videos out there, which will also include more podcasts on our iTunes account. So make sure you check us out on iTunes by searching The Standard is a Standard. And one of the things that kind of started my thought process for this particular show was I loved the show NFL Matchup, and I think it's still on TV. I just haven't seen it in a long time, when Merrill Hodge, Ron Jaworski, Sal Palantonio would just do nothing but talk football for, I think it was an hour-long show. The one thing that got me, though, was I always used to watch the show and say, man, just talk about the Steelers. Like, I want to hear you talk about the Steelers. I didn't care about who the Patriots were playing that week, and there might have been a couple marquee games that were interesting, but ultimately, as a Steeler fan, all I wanted to hear was Steelers talk. So I thought to myself, why don't I do a Steelers matchup slash prediction show? And I'm going to turn this video into obviously a podcast, but it'll also be turned into an article on the website. It'll run either Saturday before a game or on game day. It depends on the content we have on the website. So make sure you check it out on all those venues. So what I want to do in this show is I want to give you an offensive matchup that I think is going to be the Steelers offense against the opponent's defense. That's going to be very, very fun to watch and also could have a huge impact on the outcome of the game. And I'm also going to give you the opposite, a defensive matchup, which is a defensive Steelers defensive player or scheme going against the opposition's offense. And then at the end, I'm going to give you my prediction, what I think for the game, how it's going to turn out. And we'll see if I'm right. We'll see if I'm wrong. Either way, I'll be on the same channel, the same podcast after the game with my knee-jerk reactions. It seemed to be popular last week. We're going to do it again this week. All right, so let's get right into the matchups. The Pittsburgh Steelers play the Jacksonville Jaguars this Sunday at Heinz Field at 1 o'clock Eastern time. And it's the 2-2 Jaguars versus the 3-1 Pittsburgh Steelers. On paper, this is a matchup no way, shape, or form going to favor the Jacksonville Jaguars. However, this team does, and I'm talking about the Jaguars, does do things that they do well. They run the ball very well. They get after the quarterback. They lead the league in sacks. They have the best rushing offense in the National Football League. They do those things well. With that said, that should be enough to get the Steelers' attention for this upcoming matchup. So week four, Heinz Field, let's start off with the Pittsburgh Steelers' defensive matchup against the Jacksonville Jaguars' offensive matchup. And for me, I spoke with Lance Williams, who's my co-host on The Standard is the Standard, prior to doing this, asked him. He's a very defensive-minded guy. He loves watching defense. And I said, you know, who do you think is the matchup to watch? And he said, T.J. Watt against the tackles, depending on whether they put Watt on the right or the left side or Bud Dupree. And, yeah, I can see that because the Jaguars don't give up a lot of sacks, but that's mainly because Blake Bortles throws the football away really, really quick. If it's not there, he's going to get rid of it. He's not going to take a sack. He's not going to get rushed into a bad decision. So I looked a little bit deeper, and here's where I think it is. When you look at what the Jaguars do well, what they do well is they run the football well, and they do that with Leonard Fournette. Leonard Fournette is their leading rusher with 285 yards from scrimmage, 3.1 yards per carry. He has 14 runs for first down. So they like to give this guy the ball when it matters the most. Third downs, short yardage. He's the player that's going to get the ball. Rookie, by the way. I have the matchup is Fournette versus Ryan Shazier. And I said this on my knee-jerk reaction podcast last week after they beat the Ravens, the Steelers beat the Ravens. I said this on our Standard is a Standard show. Ryan Shazier is turning into an all-or-nothing type player. He's a guy that either is going to make all those dynamic plays. Think back to last week where he was making tackles for losses. He had interceptions, forced fumbles, fumble recoveries, always around the ball. When you have that, Shazier can neutralize the best running back in the National Football League. In a way, he kind of reminds me of Troy Polamalu. And no, I don't want to hear the talk about Shazier should be a safety or anything like that. I think that's ridiculous, personally. But Ryan Shazier versus Leonard Fournette. You can also get the bad Ryan Shazier. Think back to week three, the Chicago Bears. He shot the gaps, took some bad angles, really didn't make those dynamic plays. He did force a fumble, did recover one. I'm not saying he played horribly, but in terms of run defense, he left a lot on the field. This is the matchup to watch because Shazier is a guy that's on the field all the time. So Vince Williams is known as a run stopper, but in sub packages, Vince Williams has been coming off the field, typically for an extra defensive back, and Shazier stays on the field. So Shazier and Leonard Fournette is a matchup to watch. Shazier leads the Pittsburgh Steelers in tackles with 37. He's a team leader. He has 30 of those are solo tackles, which is impressive. He has 2 forced fumbles, 3 tackles for a loss. He's going to be the guy to watch. If Shazier can win this matchup, especially on early downs, force the Jaguars into second and third and long where they don't have the option of giving the ball to Fournette on a 3rd and 3 and letting him just bruise his way for 4 yards. This is going to be the matchup to watch, like I said, especially on early downs. Make Blake Bortles beat you. And you do that by stopping the run. So, yes, Cam Hayward, Stephon Tuitt, Javon Hargrave, the defensive front is certainly going to be important in this matchup. But to me, it's the playmaker Shazier versus the playmaker in Fournette. That's your defensive matchup to watch on Sunday, 1 o'clock, Heinz Field. If I'm going to give an edge to somebody in this matchup, I'm going to give it to the experience of Shazier. I think that Fournette's a great young back. He still has a lot to learn. They haven't really played a 3-4 defense the way that the Pittsburgh Steelers play defense. I'm going to give the edge to Ryan Shazier in this one. Now, let's flip the page. Let's go to the offensive side of the football. We're looking at a matchup with the Steelers offense versus the Jaguars defense. Now, as I said earlier, the Jaguars defense does a tremendous job getting after the quarterback. They lead the NFL in sacks. They have a tremendous tandem in quarterback, cornerback. I would say they could probably be up there with the no-fly zone in Denver, and Jalen Ramsey, especially, he's phenomenal. The matchup is not going to be with Ben Roethlisberger. Yes, Ben Roethlisberger is going to have to complete his passes. He's going to have to hit his targets. We're talking Antonio Brown, Martavis Bryant, Juju Smith-Schuster, Jesse James, yada, yada, yada. You know the cast of characters. If you're watching this show, you're probably a Steeler fan. So with that said, what is the matchup then? The matchup, no doubt about it, is the Steelers running game versus the Jaguars run defense, but more importantly, Miles Jack and the linebackers versus Le'Veon Bell. That's the matchup because the Jacksonville Jaguars have the worst rush defense in the National Football League. They are 32nd out of 32. And if you watched the game last week against the New York Jets, they gave up a 70-plus yard run. Even if you take that run away from their statistics, they are still the worst rushing defense in the National Football League, hands down. So the Steelers, just like I talked about with the previous matchup, if they can run the ball early, get manageable down and distances, they can really open up their playbook, and then they can pick and choose whether they want to run or whether they want to throw. This is a game where the Steelers want to set up the pass with the run. You run the ball. Everyone in the stadium knows you're going to run the ball, yet you continue to pound the rock. And when you do it enough and you're successful enough, eventually what will happen is they're going to have to bring people into the box, and that's when you get one-on-one matchups. And I know Jalen Ramsey's great, but Martavis Bryant, you can't cover them all the time. They're going to get open, period. But let's talk about this. So Miles Jack in particular, he's very athletic, very fast. He's certainly coming on this year, it seems. He leads them and leads the team in tackles, the Jacksonville defense. But Le'Veon Bell just seems like he's just starting to heat up. You watched him in Baltimore. He was hitting the hole hard. He had that elusiveness to him as well as the power and the burst that we're all accustomed to seeing. And more importantly, the offensive line and the blocking seem to really pick up as well. That's huge for the Steelers. What you saw was, and when Le'Veon Bell's the best, and this is what didn't happen when it comes to his blocking in the first 3 weeks where he kind of struggled, you didn't see players, especially linemen, getting to the second level. When Le'Veon Bell's at his best, well, really any running back is at his best, it's when you have pulling blockers or even just regular offensive linemen being able to shed their blocks and get to the second level. And the second level, we're talking about linebackers. We're talking about sealing off the linebackers, which gives Le'Veon Bell a one-on-one well, sometimes it's a beautiful alley, but it could be a one-on-one with a safety or cornerback. That's a matchup that he's going to win more than he doesn't. And that's why the matchup isn't so much the Steelers' offensive line versus the defensive line, but Le'Veon Bell versus the linebackers. If he can get through that second level, he could have some big runs. He could really, really hurt the Jaguars' defense that has been gouged by the run. And we've seen this before. If you've watched the Steelers long enough, you've seen these games where they go into a matchup against a team that does something really, really bad. It could be that the team gives up the most passing yards, and for whatever reason, the Steelers struggle. It will be interesting to see how they approach this game. Will they come out throwing? Will they come out running? Personally, when you look at the statistics, when you look at the film, there's no reason why this should not be a Le'Veon Bell game, and that's why, obviously, in this matchup, I definitely give the edge to Le'Veon Bell over the linebackers and Miles Jack of the Jacksonville Jaguars. So, with that said, the matchups are there. They both favor the Steelers, and I honestly look at the prediction of this game, and this is a tough one to predict. I have been waiting for the Steelers' offense to start doing what we expect them to do. That's put up points. They talk about scoring 30 points per game. They're not even close. Not even close to that. So what do we expect from the Steelers' offense? Is it going to be a ground-and-pound game where you're wearing down the clock, you're not having a ton of opportunities to put up a lot of points, or is it going to be a game where the Steelers are going to be able to score in the red zone, take advantage of opportunities, or does Jacksonville keep it close because they're running the ball well and they're keeping the Steelers offense on the sidelines? Personally, I think that the Steelers defense, which should have all 11 players on it for the first time this year with Mike Mitchell returning, Stephon Tuitt back, Sean Davis, they're all scheduled to play. I think the Steelers' defense does a tremendous job against Blake Bortles and company in slowing them down. I think the Steelers' offense makes enough plays. I think they improve their red zone numbers. Hopefully they improve their third down percentage, which means it would be longer, sustained drives. I personally see the Pittsburgh Steelers winning this game by a score of 31-17. I think they eclipse the 30-point mark for the first time this season, and I think that they defense makes enough plays ultimately to have a fairly easy win in the second half. I wouldn't be stunned if there's a second late second half touchdown by Jacksonville that makes the final score about 31-17. But I like the Steelers to win this game. I like the Steelers to advance their record to 4-1. They're going to continue their stronghold on the AFC North division lead, and hopefully they can stay above the New England Patriots and company in the AFC race. Yes, it's early, but it's never too early to be looking at potential playoff implications of some of these games. The Jaguars are 2-2. They beat the Ravens. Steelers beat the Ravens. The Jets beat the Jaguars in last week in overtime. You just never know, but I like the Steelers. So with that said, make sure you check out BehindTheSteelCurtain.com for all your Pittsburgh Steelers needs. I'm Jeff Harbin, the editor of the site. Follow us on YouTube if you're listening on podcast form. We'll be back after the game on Sunday with our knee-jerk reactions. We'll see you then. Go Steelers. Bye.